to the Tithe. This is a podcast Tithe presentation. Let's walk right into the first opportunity we're going to discuss. The background of the day. The background of the day is going to be on Robert Kraft. When you evaluate Robert Kraft's background, you find that there's a little bit of right place, right time. There's educational background. And then, of course, there's the ingenuity to cultivate and build an empire within the paper goods, consumer goods, and packaging. Let's start with the background of Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft's father ran a small business in the clothing trade. After the young Kraft earned a bachelor's degree in 1963 at Columbia University, and he then went on to get his MBA in 1965 at Harvard Business School, he took the opportunity to work at Rand Whitney, a manufacturer of paper packaging that was controlled by his father-in-law, Jacob Hyatt. Kraft bought out half of Hyatt's interest in 1968 and took complete control in 1972. In 1972, he founded International Forest Products to trade in wood, pulp, and paper products. He created the Kraft Group in 1998 as a holding company for Rand Whitney, International Forest Products, and his family's other interests, most notably in the field of sports. So when I see Robert Kraft, you might say Kraft Foods or the owner of the Patriots in the NFL, the New England Patriots. So when we evaluate Robert Kraft and we look at what transpired, so he went to Columbia University. So he got his bachelor's degree, Columbia University, and then he went on to get his MBA at Harvard. And then he went to work at Rand Whitney and he saw the opportunity and he seized it and he got control of his father-in-law's. He bought a controlling interest. Then he bought the other half. So he built out this conglomerate. And then, of course, he put it into a holding company. He built out a Kraft Group in 1998 as a holding company for Rand Whitney, International Forest Products, and his family's other interests, most notably in the field of sports. I want you to know that there's a lot to learn. There, education is important. Having a vision is important. Utilizing holding companies, that is a critical piece. And the beautiful thing about it is he built this conglomerate over time. And as you may have noted that he's also gone on to acquire Heinz as well. The reason I want to discuss Robert Kraft is we're here at the Tithe. We like to discuss the top 10%, evaluate their background, see what we can glean from it. So MBA, good move. Being in the right opportunity, as far as going to work for the father-in-law at Rand Whitney, buying out the controlling stake over time, had complete control by 1972, and then having a vision in 1972, he founded the International Forest Products to trade in wood, pulp, and paper products. Kraft saw a need, and he met the need in the market. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down three things over the next week as you think about it. Write down three needs in the market And then I want you to evaluate one of those three that you can actually make happen and meet the needs of the market. When you can meet the needs and desires of the marketplace, whether that be business to business or business to consumer, that is the gateway to an opportunity to become one of the top 10%. And I understand if we got down to it, Robert Kraft is probably in the top 1%. But we focus on the top 10%. The reason we're called the tithe is we're about giving the first 10%. And then, of course, we evaluate and we look at how people went on to bear the fruits that they have bared over, the fruits that have come forth over the years through their ingenuity, vision, passion, desire to win. So that's our interesting background of the day. That's Robert Kraft. Now let's do the verse of the day. The verse of the day is Proverbs 22:2. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. So what I want you to remember from that is no matter where you are on the income spectrum, the Lord is the maker of them all. So as we press forward, we covered the top 10%. You've got Robert Kraft. We have to evaluate the needs in the marketplace. We have to figure out how to meet those needs. So let's explore career path opportunities. As I'm sure many are seeking opportunities to work remotely, maybe get into computer programming. We would evaluate programming languages to learn. I would recommend Python programming. Let's look into big data analytics, which utilizes Python programming. And let's figure out what could be your paper mill. What could move the needle to put you towards the top 10%? And then, of course, over this next week, you're going to write down three things that you think need to be met in the marketplace. And then I encourage you to pursue one of those three so that you can meet the needs in the marketplace. Robert Kraft, interestingly enough, has a segment of the business that focuses on Kraft Analytics Group, the KAGR. When we analyze KAGR, the Kraft Analytics Group, the website says that it's a technology and services company focused on data management, advanced analytics, and strategic consulting in the sports and entertainment industry. The KAGR team brings over 20 years of expertise and now powers clients across the major U.S. sports leagues, college athletics, and other key industry players. Whether leveraging its proprietary technology platform or partnering with its consulting services team, KAGR helps organizations become data-driven and use those analytics to grow the bottom line. KAGR is operated separately from the other Kraft Sports Group companies. What's fascinating about KAGR, or Kraft Analytics Group, is that the push towards big data, which has been trending over the last decade for sure, when we analyze how we used to work on data, we would get in Excel, we could build within 3 weeks time frame, maybe less, depending on the group that you're working with, the time frame, you could build what's called a decision model. So the decision model, you can build a decision model within Microsoft Excel. And this is common across business and in industrial engineering. And what you can do is you can build out this model once you figure out. So you have to understand that a decision is an irrevocable allocation of resources as defined by Dr. Gary Parnell at the University of Arkansas that went to the University of Stanford for his PhD. And then, of course, that is the definition for a decision. It's an irrevocable allocation of resources. So then we tie that into opportunity cost within microeconomics. Opportunity cost means I'm exchanging something, whether that be my time, my money, or some form of giving something, or forfeiting in order to forfeit doing something else. So if you were to go to town tonight and purchase, if you bought a bunch of ground beef, then that money cannot go towards something else, towards chicken, because you bought the ground beef. So that's opportunity cost. So when we evaluate decisions, as we progress, the reason that I mention all of this is that time is something you can never get back. And analytics are becoming more prominent because they drive efficiencies. When you evaluate the top 10%, they're forward thinking. We have to be forward thinking in how we approach our day-to-day lives. Why are you taking this class? Why are you learning this new technology, whether that be blockchain, big data analytics, Python coding? What are you doing to better yourself? And that's what the top 10% work towards. They have a game plan. I don't have the opportunity to interview Robert Kraft, but if I could ask him, what did he see in that paper mill company to want to invest in it and then outright purchase it by 1972? And I think he saw beyond the paper mill and he saw the potential to dominate the market across CPG with packaging, consumer packaged goods. And he had the MBA from Harvard and he had the bachelor's degree from Columbia. You know, I've often said life comes down to relationships and decision making. And there are times that we make the right decision, that irrevocable allocation of resources. And there are times that we do not make the right decision. But we only judge a decision based upon the information that we have at the time. So I want you to remember that we judge the decision based on the information that we had at the time. So right now in this moment, at this time, there are many decisions to be made, but we only base it on the information that we had at the time. And yes, it's that irrevocable allocation of resources. People are out there wondering what to do and what's the next move on the chessboard of life. And I would say, let's read, let's learn, and let's improve. And life does come down to relationships and decision making. And we have to see past just the paper mill and see what it could become. Growth is something that I'm sure you can remember growing up, going through secondary school. And as you progress, you get to fourth grade. I mean, there's kindergarten, of course, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. Middle school is a very interesting time. And as you move forward and you progress and you see what life is, maybe you don't have a care in the world in middle school. Maybe you had a lot of cares and things going on. And then when you get to junior high, and then it's all about the GPA. Got to execute, got to win. And I think there's a lot of times that we don't enjoy the leisure opportunities as they present themselves because we're too focused on achieving something. We have to remember to enjoy the process. And I know we get tired of hearing about the process. The 76ers said, trust the process. But if they get the right shooters around, Embiid, and the right leadership, they can continue to work. But I wouldn't say just trust the process. I would say enjoy the process. The moment the joy is robbed from you, then you're not going to have the energy. You're not going to have the effort. You're not going to have the enthusiasm to pursue the thing that you might be passionate about. What you have to figure out is, am I passionate about this or am I trying to meet a need? And what you're looking for is, where are my passions? What are the needs of the marketplace? And how can I, where can those two intertwine so that I can thrive? It's one day at a time, one moment at a time. And you need to evaluate through a strategic plan that you write down and check every 30 days. So I want you to write down, you need to type up a strategic plan of what you're pursuing, why you're pursuing it. And I want you to have an accountability partner that you speak with every 30 days to see how you're progressing in your strategy. See, oftentimes you see successful corporations, successful companies, they didn't just go from startup to successful conglomerate. It takes time, effort, and energy, focus, the right human capital, the right strategy, goals, and objectives. So you need a personal strategy. You need the right goals, the right objectives. Where do you want to be 5, 10, 15 years from now? And you need a detailed plan that you can alter as you see fit over time to achieve what you're setting out to achieve. And what you're setting out to achieve, you need a why. We all need a why. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why? And if you have a why, I can promise you, I can't promise you many things, but I can promise you this. If you have a why, you have a motivation and a drive that is unmatched. And I know we don't always win, but I'll tell you this. The goal is to put yourself in position to win consistently. So I want you to look into different career paths, figure out the top three things that you would want to pursue and the needs of the market, and how you could meet the needs of the market. And then I want you to pick that one and chart your course with a business strategy. And of course, you'll have your personal strategy. And I want you to get better and better every single day. And as we progress through the Tithe podcast, we'll discuss different people each week, and we will work on obtaining different interviews. One a month is the goal. The Tithe podcast is about career goals, personal goals. Got to get better. Why are we got to get better? Why? Because we truly want to win. And I truly want you to win. I've often said, if you win, we win. And I think there's something to be said for that. If you win, we win. What that means is, if I pour out my heart, energy, effort, and you win, then we win. In the sense that your life was altered, and I had some minor contribution in that. Your life was altered in a great way, and I had a small contribution in that. And that's what I mean by you win, we win. Because when it's all said and done, life truly does come down to relationships and decision making. So that's the Tithe podcast for this week. I want to thank you all for listening. And we will continue to grow and build out more content. We'll give more perspectives, career paths. We'll discuss opportunities. And we will collaborate, do some interviews, and we will continue to learn and benchmark off of what the top 10% have achieved. And we will learn from their background. And I truly think that it will inspire and grow us and mature us over time to be in the top 10%. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you for tuning into the Tithe podcast, our first episode.